This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Printing of ballot papers for proportional representation completed. Election Commission intensifies monitoring of Election Code of Conduct violations. Legislative Management Committee of the National Assembly endorses report on Film Bill 2081, Vikram Sambat. Nepal and Saudi Arabia sign landmark labor agreement ensuring safe and transparent employment for Nepali workers. And tech giants face landmark trial in California over social media addiction claims. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has sought clarifications from political parties, candidates, government officials and organizations for alleged violations of the Election Code of Conduct 2082, Vikram Sambat. According to the Commission Assistant Spokesperson Sita Poon, 8 explanations have been sought since the code came into force at midnight on January 18 up to January 25. However, only one response has been received so far. The Election Code of Conduct applies to the government of Nepal, provincial and local governments, ministers and officials, and strictly prohibits anyone from engaging in or promoting propaganda for or against any political party or candidate. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration has issued a circular to all 753 local levels and 77 district coordination committees directing them to strictly enforce the Election Code of Conduct in their respective areas. The Election Code of Conduct published in the Nepal Gazette on December 27 consists of 10 chapters, 5 schedules and 55 clauses and has been enforced since January 18, midnight. Meanwhile, printing of ballot papers for the proportional representation system under the upcoming elections has been completed. Managing Director of the Janak Education Materials Centre, Yadunath Paudil, said a total of 20,850,000 ballot papers for the proportional representation system were printed and completed. He also informed that the centre has started printing ballot papers for the first-past-the-post electoral system. It may be noted that the centre has already sent almost 1.1 million ballot papers for the Election Commission as samples, which will be used for voter awareness and other related purposes. The Legislative Management Committee of the National Assembly has endorsed the report on the Film Bill 2081, Vikram Sambat, during a meeting held yesterday at Singhadarbar. Chaired by Committee President Tulasa Kumari Dahal, the report is expected to be presented to the National Assembly today. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha said the amendments to 44 sections of the Act would enable the film industry to contribute more effectively to the social, cultural and entertainment sectors. Committee President Dahal emphasized the potential of the film industry to boost Nepal's economic growth and expressed optimism that the report would support further development and expansion of the sector. Finance Minister Rameswar Prasad Khanal has stressed the need to increase the consumption of domestically produced goods as a long-term strategy to reduce dependence on imports and strengthen the national economy. Speaking at a program organized to mark the 74th International Customs Day yesterday, the Finance Minister said the economy cannot improve unless domestic production is expanded. At the same event, representatives of the private sector voiced concern over the government's decision to cap cash transactions at ₹500,000, a provision in force since January 15, saying it has created operational difficulties for businesses, particularly in areas where access to banking services remains limited, and called on the government to review the policy. The program was attended by government officials, business leaders and representatives of the private sector. Nepal and Saudi Arabia have signed a bilateral labor agreement aimed at promoting safe, transparent and dignified employment for Nepali workers in the kingdom. The agreement was signed in Riyadh on Sunday by Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Rajendra Singh Bhandari and Saudi Arabia's Minister for Human Resources and Social Development Ahmed bin Suleiman Al-Razi. The agreement, a decade in the making, is expected to address long-standing issues faced by Nepali workers, including non-payment of wages, contract alterations, restricted exit permits, and inadequate medical care. Minister for Health and Population Sudha Gautam has stressed the need for urgent reforms in the health insurance program, citing rising financial pressure and misuse of services. Addressing the 10th founding anniversary of the Pokhara Academy of Health Sciences in Pokhara yesterday, Minister Gautam said the state alone can no longer bear the growing financial burden of the health insurance program, noting that while the system is based on shared contributions to provide treatment for those in genuine need, excessive and unnecessary use of services has created significant complexities. Meanwhile, the Health Insurance Board has urged health institutions to submit insurance claims strictly in line with the established criteria. Board Information Officer B.K. Smulla said institutions have been asked to form internal committees to review and verify claims before submission, as errors and ineligible claims have been frequently identified. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Public Service Broadcasting Nepal has organized an orientation program on the House of Representatives election 2026 with a focus on the election code of conduct and responsible election coverage. The program is being held at Nepal Television in Singhadarbar and will continue until today. Addressing the orientation, officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ramprasad Bhandari urged the media to disseminate election-related news and information strictly based on official and credible sources, advising journalists and media houses to refrain from publishing or broadcasting false, misleading or manipulated content during the election period, stressing that the citizens need fact-based information to make informed decisions. Secretary at the Ministry of Communications and Information Technology, Lakshmi Kumari Basnet, said journalists play an important role in creating a fear-free election atmosphere by providing reliable information to the public. Meanwhile, Executive Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, said PSP will maintain neutrality and prioritize issues of public concern, emphasizing adherence to both the election code of conduct and journalistic ethics, calling for fact-based reporting and self-censorship to uphold democratic values. Editors, reporters, program producers, and provincial and district correspondents from Radio Nepal and Nepal Television are participating in the orientation. The Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, held a meeting with Foreign Minister Balananda Sarma to discuss preparations for its 12th General Convention and International Conference. A delegation led by NRNA President Dr. Badri Kesi briefed the minister on the progress made so far and inquired about the formation of the main organizing committee for the event. The ministry's diaspora division is currently working on this, and a high-level committee chaired by Foreign Minister is planned for the convention. Now, on to an international news update. A landmark social media addiction trial is beginning today in California, where top executives from Meta, Google, and TikTok are expected to testify. The case was filed by a 19-year-old woman who alleges that social media algorithms made her addicted to it, negatively affecting her mental health. Lawyers from the plaintiff argue that the platforms prioritized profits over the mental well-being of young users. The trial comes amid growing global concern over the impact of social media on children and teenagers. Several countries are taking steps to restrict social media use for minors due to concerns over mental health and online safety. Australia has banned children under 16 from using social media, the UK is considering similar measures, and France has passed a bill prohibiting access for children under 15 with parental controls and school restrictions. Egypt is also exploring legislation to protect minors from harmful content, cyberbullying, and excessive screen time. The wave of legal and legislative actions reflects rising global concern over the mental health risk associated with social media use among children and teenagers. Now to general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain mostly cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces and likely to remain partly cloudy elsewhere today. There is a chance of light snow or rainfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces and at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous areas of Gandaki province. There is also a possibility of light rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in other parts of Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly wind system over the country at present. And the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 3 to 5 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Printing of ballot papers for proportional representation completed. Election Commission intensifies monitoring of Election Code of Conduct violations. Legislative Management Committee of the National Assembly endorses report on Film Bill 2081, Bikram Sambat. Nepal and Saudi Arabia sign landmark labor agreement ensuring safe and transparent employment for Nepali workers. And tech giants face landmark trial in California over social media addiction claims. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.